Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up here on this Monday. All the details from today's markets coming up when we return after this.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, strong gains quickly swept through the cattle complex as triple-digit highs in the feeder cattle market led additional buying support into the entire market. The hog futures were trending lower with pressure developing on increased market spreading between cattle and hog future contracts. Now, the cattle futures continued to hold strong triple-digit gains as traders focused on the ability to catch up with fundamental support that has developed over the last couple of weeks. Feeder cattle futures were leading the complex higher with about a $4 rally in the front month futures contract. Corn prices were lower. The May corn futures down about 5 cents. Stock markets were mixed. The Dow Jones was lower, while the NASDAQ was a bit higher. Now, the grain futures finishing the day significantly lower following choppy trade overnight at the beginning of the week that probably has begun to provide some answers to some, but certainly not all of the questions facing prices this spring. Outside markets could provide a little support early on today and didn't really do that. Stocks rebounded in Europe from losses in China, sparked by weak imports data for just about everything except the soybeans. Well, the wheat prices did try to turn higher today with export news adding a little support. Didn't last long as they ended up significantly lower here this afternoon. Taiwan tendered the 4 million bushels of U.S. wheat overnight, and the U.S. reportedly has the lowest price delivered into Iraq. Algeria is also tendering, though those deals normally go to France. Corn prices started off mixed today and ended lower with old and new crop contracts trying to hang on to gains for the session. The afternoon crop progress report likely to show 62% of the nation's corn crop planted. And the soybeans were posting modest gains as the market tried to hold on to big gains from Friday's bullish reversal higher. Those also turned negative. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.